The Bureau's current director, Christopher Wray, recently said his first priority is to try to bring a sense of calm and stability back to the Bureau. But the FBI is facing one of the greatest tests of its 110 years. In the coming months, it must fix a litany of internal problems, fend off outside attacks on its trustworthiness, and pursue investigations touching on a sitting president. At the same time, a growing number of Americans are asking themselves, can we trust the FBI? Last May, McCabe, then the FBI's deputy director, sat down at the table in his seventh-floor office for a meeting with two agents from the Inspections Division. The agents had some questions about the Clinton Foundation leak just before the election. It was a quick meeting. McCabe, an FBI veteran who rose through the ranks over a 21-year career, told them he had no idea where the leak came from. The agents left after just 5 minutes or so, according to the Inspector General's April 13th report. McCabe had offered the same basic assurance months earlier to his boss, then Director Comey, investigators said, and had angrily lit into FBI officials under him, suggesting the Clinton leak had come from their offices and telling one senior agent in Washington to get his house in order. But as it turned out, McCabe knew exactly where the leak had come from. He personally authorized it, Horowitz's investigators found, to counter charges that he favored Clinton. His wife received $467,500 from the PAC of a Clinton ally, then Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, in a failed 2015 bid for state office. The McCabe findings have shaken the FBI. The Bureau has massive power, and as a result, it has strict rules. Lying to investigators is considered a dire breach in an organization built on trust. The referral to the U.S. Attorney's Office, which emerged a week after the report was released, could result in charges against McCabe of making a false sworn statement. He has challenged the findings, disputing even the most basic elements like how many people were in the room. The IG said it did not find many of his objections credible, with some elements contradicted by notes taken contemporaneously by an agent. McCabe previously called his firing part of a war on the FBI and the Russian investigation. But viewed against the backdrop of other Horowitz reports, McCabe's alleged rule-breaking looks like part of a much larger problem.